you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Ah, yes, so glad that you're here. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on this September the 19th, 2013. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Happy Thursday. So how is the week coming along? Quite well, I hope. Hopefully it's an easy week for you. Hopefully it's not one of those long weeks either. Those long weeks can be, well, long. So... oh, so good to be spending some time with you this week. And actually, my week has just been incredible. God is so good. Amen. It has just been a great week. I took a couple of days off this earlier this week. I went to Indianapolis and just kind of get away from life and responsibility just for a couple of days. And I tend to do that about once or twice a year to really just kind of regather my thoughts, recapture a vision for what God wants for me personally, my family, my church, my ministries, and just everything that we're involved in. And just, it's just been a blessed week. It really has. And I'm so excited for what God is doing in my life and the life of this radio ministry and the life of my family. Just, God is so good. I'm just re-energized. I'm ready to do cartwheels for the kingdom of God. That's that's how excited I am. In fact, I went to, as mentioned, I went to Indianapolis and went to the Indianapolis area. And I had a chance, because I used to live in Indiana for about a year, about 12 months. I used to live in Bloomington, Indiana. So I had a chance to visit some of my old sites that I used to get away and pray and talk to the Lord on. And just visited some of those sites. And it's been like 5 or 6 years at least, if not 7. And just had a chance to revisit some of those areas. And God just reminded me, as, you know, I kind of looked at one of the areas that I just kind of got away and just prayed to Him. And God just reminded me of where I was when I was doing that to where He's brought me today, and just so much growth personally and professionally. And just, God is so good. He is so good, friend. I love what it says in Jeremiah 29:11, that He knows the plans that He has for us. God's got a great plan for you, friend. Just hang in there. Hang in there. Well, you can't shut me up about this week and how good God is, but I'll calm it down just a little bit. But hey, coming up here on Tuesday, you're invited to the Great News Radio meet and greets that we're having once again at the Olive Garden restaurant in Champaign. So excited about this. This is an opportunity for meeting and greeting and fellowshipping and eating and just having a great time with other fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord. And bring some friends, make some new friends in the process. It's the Great News Radio meet and greets at the Olive Garden restaurant in Champaign from 5 to 7 on Tuesday night, September the 24th. And there's going to be meal discounts on all dinner entrees between that time of 5 to 7. Also, coming up that same week, Saturday night, September the 28th, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, you're invited to the testimony and worship at the Burns Homestead with campfire and worship and music and testimonies and fellowship and food and just fun the entire time on Saturday, September the 28th from 5:30 to 7:30. And Mark Burns encourages desserts. He said, actually, no desserts will ever be turned away in his household. So if you want to get more information on the testimony and worship that's happening next Saturday, the 28th, from 5:30 to 7:30, or the Great News Radio meet and greets at the Olive Garden restaurant coming up on Tuesday, just give us a call. We'll give you all the details, directions, and all that fun stuff as well. 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. Well, coming up, our devotion for today will be focusing on James chapter 1 and how we ought to respond to trials in our life. It's going to be a good message today. It's going to be a great devotion from James chapter 1 coming up right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus, He knows our every weakness. Take it to the
That is Jaden Lavick here on this Thursday. Friend, welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. Well, no one lives a problem-free life. You know, there's that one saying, when life gives you a lemon, just make lemonade. But that's a whole lot easier said than done, right? When many of us face pressure in our lives, pressure points, things in our life that makes us feel the pressure, and many of us feel as if we live in a giant pressure cooker. Health problems, financial concerns, broken relationships, conflict with coworkers, the death of the loved one might be on your list, and the list can go on and on. Well, the book of James suggests how we can best understand life's pressure points and the proper ways to keep these pressures from ruining our lives. In fact, James chapter 1, verses 1 through 4 says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations greetings. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Well, I'll tell you what, there are two problems with encountering trials. One, you don't expect them, and two, they surround you. You may fall into unforeseen situations. You may lose your health or wealth. James tells us trials are inevitable. It's not if you encounter them, but when you encounter them. And trials come in all shapes and sizes. It comes in terms of temptation. Maybe an enticement to sin, whether it's a click on a website, a cruel word, or hatred harbored. It can come in form of sickness. Sometimes it's not your sickness, but the sickness of another person. It can come in forms of persecution. It can come in all shapes and sizes, maybe even trouble. It can be any adversity, affliction, or circumstance sent by God or allowed by Him to test or prove your faith, holiness, or character. Such troubles can be financial hardship, bad news, difficult people, hard circumstances, troubled relationships, broken cars, layoffs, and like I said, the list can go on and on. So he tells us, consider it pure joy. Now, joy may not be your first attitude. When you run aground or fall into a pit, your instinct is to feel hurt, startled, mad, or just react. Joy may not be your initial reaction, but it's a choice you make through the power of God. Through God, joy becomes your ultimate attitude. So how does joy become your ultimate attitude? It says, consider it so. And the word consider comes from a root that means to lead or to bring or to carry. It is the concept of evaluating. And then based on the evaluation, leading your mind, attitude, and actions in God's direction. Consider it a great joy. So, in other words, rather than dwelling, worrying, and letting the situation consume your mind, put it in a place where you're zooming above or rising above the situation and releasing it to God. It's not forgetting about your problems, because we may have to face those issues and problems. It's not being passive. It's allowing God to be the God of the situation and not us. It's leading your mind, attitude, and actions in God's direction. Consider it a great joy. Don't rely on feelings. Give due consideration to what God asks you to do about what has happened. Let Him show you the facts. Let Him manage your feelings. Listen for what He's telling you to do and then do it. Not allowing your situation, problems, or trial, or whatever it is to consume you. But walk by faith. Trust in God in whatever it is. You know, honestly, they say faith is like a muscle. It needs to be exercised. And some of us, including myself, I don't even like exercise. But faith is sometimes like a muscle that needs to be exercised to gain strength. The less you use faith, the easier it is to lose it. And one of the times we need those faith muscles most is during trials. So how in the world do I consider it joy in the middle of a trial? By knowing what God will do. See, trials aren't a test of your personal strength or wisdom. They test your faith in God to see you through. God Himself, friend, is with you. He is developing staying power in you. In fact, I love what it says in Psalm 46. It says, God is very present in times of trouble. He's walking with you in the midst of what's happening. In fact, I remember many years ago when I found out that my mother had cancer. I remember sitting in the doctor's office and hearing the bad news of what it was. And my heart just dropped. But as I was driving home, just weeping and crying, I just felt the peace of God come over me. Oh, friend, I can't even explain it. And I was crying not because of what just happened in the hospital or in the doctor's office. I was crying because I felt the presence of God with me. This peace, the Bible says, that surpasses all understanding. I saw God walking with me through that. James 1:4 says, let perseverance, it continues to go on to say, let perseverance or endurance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Endurance takes time, friend. Endurance takes day after day action. Endurance must be guided by God. God is working around your life so that he can also work in and through your life. Did you hear that? God is working around your life so he can work also in and through your life. He guides you to be 100% complete in him. Embrace his work. Become open, humble, and teachable. Another translation says, becoming perfect. Let perseverance have its perfect work so that you may be mature, complete, not lacking anything. Perfect, having reached its end, complete, mature, fully developed. Complete is another word, fully developed, running at full capacity with nothing unused. And the word says, lacking nothing, nothing left out or left behind. You are fully equipped and prepared. So friend, what does God want you to do when trials come your way? Well, one, you have to choose a joyful attitude. Did you hear that? You have to choose it. It won't come natural. Oh man, believe me, it won't come natural for me. It will not come. You have to stop, hit the pause button, and choose to be joyful. Choose to direct your feelings and emotions. Not on the situation, but zooming out and focusing on the bigger picture of what God may be accomplishing in your life. You have to choose to be joyful. Choose to be joyful. Choose to trust him. Choose. You gotta choose it. So when trials come your way, you have to choose to be joyful. You have to have a yielded spirit. A yielded spirit to the Lord. I heard someone say that suffering can either make us better or it can make us bitter. Trials are going to come your way regardless. But at the end, are you going to be better because of them? Or are you going to be bitter? Have a yielded spirit to the Lord. So when trials come your way, have a joyful attitude. Have a yielded spirit. And number three, trust God's loving heart. Know that he is God. And he has allowed this trial in your life for a purpose. They call it pain with a purpose. Now, I know that won't make you feel better about the trial, but it gives you a biblical perspective on the situation. So we're called to have a joyful attitude, have a surrendered spirit, and trust God's loving heart. And friend, you know what that is? That's called having characteristics of a godly person. God is working in you, friend. He is working in every circumstance, both good and bad, to bring about the development of his character and power in you, so that you may be complete, you may be perfect and useful for his glory. Not yours, not your pastor's, not your church, but God's glory. Despite life circumstances, friend, God gives us the capability to turn sour into sweet. Now, friend, as you go about your day, I encourage you to go make some lemonade for Jesus.
Some God, our God is an awesome God.
we serve a great God, an awesome God right here on this Thursday morning. Friend, thank you so, so much just for letting me spend some time with you today here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. My name is Joey, and you can find out more about this radio ministry by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. There you'll find more information about the radio ministry, more about the programs that you hear, more information on how to contact some of your favorite Bible teachers and other programs that you hear right here on Great News Radio. Again, it's greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's Mark and Jason continuing their series on the Book of Acts. It's been a great study so far. That's coming up tomorrow morning for the Friday edition at 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.